Saturday, August the 15th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Audio Boo. I wanted to talk today about a topic that's related to procrastination. At least we see procrastination being used this way, and that's the notion of self-handicapping. Back in the 70s, Edward Jones and Stephen Berglass summarized a great deal of research on self-handicapping, and what they looked at was that it was about how people made attributions, and a lot of times these studies were done about attributions of performance in relation to being able to consume alcohol in relation to that performance. So this is a little bit obtuse. Let me back it up a bit to say that, you know, you're going to do a task and a performance, and of course, if you just do your best, then people are going to say, well, that's what you're capable of. But if I gave you the opportunity in this experiment to consume alcohol, a substance we know affects performance, the question is who would and would you? And of course, the people who do are self-handicapping, and we'll see that mainly in people with low self-esteem or a fragile sense of self. They don't want to get negative feedback about themselves, so they make sure that the performance can't be attributed to themselves. Well, lo and behold, we can use procrastination the same way. So self-handicapping is done this way when you're talking about procrastination. You've got a big exam, let's say. We'll talk about student life. An exam coming up, and you're really worried about your ability to perform, or you're just not feeling capable as a student more generally, and so you're procrastinating. But this procrastination is really quite strategic, because if you fail the exam and you just studied at the last minute, well, you've got a built-in excuse. I studied at the last minute. If you pull off a great mark, well, don't you look like the bright person? So this procrastination on studying becomes a self-handicapping strategy. It's interesting that Clary Lay from York University has looked at the relation between these two variables, because there's a strong correlation between self-handicapping and procrastination, to make sure that we understand that procrastination or procrastinators can self-handicap, and procrastination can be used as a self-handicapping strategy, but they are different motives, so that they're distinct and related at the same time. So self-handicapping is something that we do. It's related to procrastination, and the common feature there is this fragile sense of self, this fear of failure, this threat to self. And when we self-handicap, we're building in an excuse. It's really tough to do the hard work of looking honestly at oneself and saying, am I doing this because I don't want to know about myself? I don't want to get that kind of feedback. And Joe Ferrari, who's done a great deal of research in this area, would say, yeah, one thing about procrastinators, at least the chronic procrastinators, is they don't want self-relevant feedback. Food for thought on this Saturday. And if you want to learn more, I wrote a fairly lengthy blog article on Psychology Today about this topic, and you can access that through procrastination.ca. I'll talk with you tomorrow.